Come here. Get between the covers with me. Come on. There you go. Now, lay your head on my voluptuous bosom, and I'll just put another of my hands here at the back of your head, and with the other behind your back. Gotta cross one leg over so you won't escape, and all cozy and snuggled up in there. Good. I know you're holding so much emotional tension right now. I just wanted to do something for you. But it's the little things that are the spice of life, right? Let me just pull this blanket enough so you can feel safe. Are you comfortable there? Are the pillows a satisfactory level of softness? Mm-hmm. Welcome to my pillow fort. I'll keep you prisoner here with me for a while if it's alright. Promise to let you go after. I'll whisper sweet nothings to your ears and help you release those tensions. People don't pay nearly enough attention to their emotional bodies, you know. All those stresses, little things that causes anxiety that you didn't have time to deal with. Traumas, overwhelmingly negative emotions bottled up. And since you told me of the negative experiences with sexual partners you've had, and how you are feeling like they are baggage that won't leave your hands, or rather your mind when you're trying to meet new people, I thought being your body pillow for a while would let you help unwind your body. We can let that body of yours remember that you're safe with a partner, and not only is it your goddamn birthright to freely experience pleasure, it's healthy, it's safe, it's encouraged, and something to celebrate. So if you'll just follow my voice and be a good boy for me, there's some sensual delight for you in it later. I'm a great masseuse, but today I'm going to massage your mind instead of your body. Is that alright with you? If anything uncomfortable arises, you can just stop me at any time, and I won't push you further. But I want all of those tensions and solidified emotions rolling, like when you can get your fingers on a tense muscle, and you can just feel it giving way and beginning to release. The same can be said about bottlenecked emotions. They remain under the surface and arise at sometimes very inconvenient moments. You've had that, no? Well, maybe we can pop some of those tensions right open. I'll make you melt until your head between my breasts is officially your favorite place in the world to be. Right now, you're all mine. Relax for me. You're safe with me. So you can just let all your thoughts drift and focus on your breathing. Let your eyes close if they aren't already, and let your focus gently find rest in your feelings. Let any emotions rise up and float away like a gently flowing river. Show those thoughts that arise with them self-love, compassion, and kindness. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here with you, and I won't hold anything against you that comes up. I promise, I won't laugh, I won't judge. You're not alone, and we all have some baggage to release. Not everyone needs to be a Buddha, and you don't need to be perfect. You're perfect enough by being you. But I could be your guru for a while in openness, receptivity, and vulnerability. Listen to my heartbeat as you feel yours. Let's play a game. Your heart talks about everything you're holding inside, and my heart listens. Whatever is said, they'll keep a secret between themselves. Does that sound like you'd want to play along too? Give it a go. You do? Great. While your heart listens to my heart, see your consciousness, your emotional body, and your mind's eye as a river during spring. The water is flowing gently and calmly, but there's still parts of the river that's covered in ice. All that ice is the tension we want to get moving. And as your heart keeps chatting with mine, we can focus your brain on just visualizing the ice slowly melting away as parts of it break away and float along with the river. And, you know, in time, the stream will melt all that ice away back into water. Is that a faint smile I see? Could you hear my heartbeat? How it quickened for a moment? My body is speaking to you too. Or at least my heaving chest is. I'll start rubbing the back of your neck gently with my fingers, like giving a massage to a kitten. Let my touch be there for your comfort, and the repetition of movement to remind you that you can be vulnerable. So if you are experiencing doubts or fear of uncertainty about what's going to happen next when your mind begins to open up for me, my fingers are a promise I won't be breaking your trust, that you're safe with me, and I'm not letting anything bad happen to you. How are we doing that? Are you becoming more relaxed? Do you feel, even when the ice begins to move, that you could drift a bit further? Relax more? Are you doing good? Good. Pillows are good. Can you give them a kiss as an appreciation? Oh, I gotta say, being nurturing with you makes me feel a glow, a very warm glow. Where? Everywhere. But you're so warm too, inside and out. I'm going to absorb all your heat, all to myself. I'll pay you back in kisses. The top of your head likes them, no? I'm sure your other head likes them too. But that's not the head we're focusing on today. Nope. It's this. And I'm going to make sure you're emptying out there so you can have what you deserve when I begin to produce other sounds. What other sounds? If I gently and softly moan into your ears, or you just let yourself rest there. That way, I don't feel the need to hold them back anymore. I don't know what it is with you taking care of you like this. Just does things to me. Who are you? Oh, well, right now you're my snuggle buddy. My sweet thing melting in my arms like cotton candy. So let yourself float like a fluffy cloud guided home by my whimpers. Oh. I wonder, sweetie, if I continue speaking to you like this, do you think I could get you off with just my voice? Oh, fuck. Sounds hot to me too. Maybe if you just let the pleasure build, it just might. I don't want you to limit yourself, restrict yourself, inhibit yourself with me. We don't need artificial barriers between us, nor do you need to worry that there'd be a part of you I don't accept. You're here with me, right? I accept the totality of you as you are. So for now, just let me moan into your ears and take your mind under while your head rests cozy and my hand strokes your back. Well, I'm not the only one who's grinding their hips a little. Oh, you didn't notice yourself doing so? It's completely alright. I welcome it. It's your body doing the talking for you, telling me and you that you're enjoying yourself. I encourage you to feel fully and as vibrant as you can. And if you get over the edge just from this, it's only a very positive thing that just might get me off too. I don't want you to feel like you need to perform though. All you have to do is be administered by my moans. Doctor's orders. Do those matters of the heart feel less heavy now? Uh-huh. My heart's been listening and she's there for your heart. Uh-huh. All for you, right now. No one else. It's just us. Oh. And I have you now. I have you now. We're both getting a bit sweaty and squirmy under these covers. Let me just shift the blanket a little. Did you just give my boob sweat a lick? Does it taste good? Worth putting in a jar? Oh yeah, there's my next business venture. VA under boob sweat. Worth every penny, huh? Oh, you're making me blush. How about the ice? Is it melting? Or do I need to blow? Into your ears, of course. You're not moving. I'm not going to let you. And I am trapped underneath you. But let the air that carries when I do be like a warm summer's wind on your face to help all that floating ice melt away. Though, now I think by now, it's the whole of you that's melting. Isn't it pleasurable just to be? Let all those good feelings flow without expectations or pressure that you're needing to be doing anything or get punished from not fulfilling expectations you may not even be aware of. All you need to do right now is listen to my voice. If when I blow and you feel a summer breeze, maybe if I let you on a little and say, when you hear me say pleasure, you'll feel pleasure. Mm-hmm. You'd be into that, wouldn't you, my little cuddle slut? I'm going to pleasure you with just my lips. Oh, not those lips. Those you don't get right now, but I do. They are mine after all, as I glide my hand through your back. On your butt. You have a really nice butt, by the way. Down there between my legs. A little hard to reach, but... maybe shift a little. I'll still get to tease you as I tease me. Oh, can you smell her smell? And as my heart talks to you, so does my pussy. Oh, she's bleeding at this point. welcoming and wanting to embrace your cock like I'm embracing you. Completely captured in her grasp. But I'm in charge here, right now. And you'll just have to settle for the wet sounds she makes as I tease her. Oh, fuck. Do you feel the need to relax? You can go over the edge anytime you want. I encourage it. I don't demand or expect it, but wouldn't it be just nice to let yourself drown in pleasure? As I say, pleasure. 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 Is that some foam I see in the river? Oh, it's getting kinda hot down here. Is that a puddle of sweat I feel, or is that someone happy for me to be here? Women do love it when men openly show with their body language what they are feeling. The expressiveness. Oh, the ruffling of your manes. Do you know how hot it is to see someone having a boner for you? That you can see it in their eyes. That they desire you. That the body agrees. It's a thrill. Especially knowing it's someone so well behaved as you. Pleasure comes a lot easier with a more relaxed emotional body too, huh? I mean, not to take credit away from my voice, but you are so easy when you let yourself be. No. The healthy boundaries and self-worth. That is a good thing. Not everyone wants to play games with you. Except maybe in the bedroom. Who could resist such a plaything? A collar would look nice around your neck, huh? Huh? Nothing. I said nothing. I know they were supposed to be secrets, but that's from me first, and I did want to say it out loud. Especially when I could feel a little shiver of pleasure in me doing so. And your hips aren't lying either. Isn't this nice? Helping you unwind this way helps me unwind too. Speaking of nice, if you enjoyed my sweat, let me just bring my hand and bring it to your lips. Open up a little. Let me slide this finger wet with my juices in your mouth. And I want you to lick it like a lollipop. I'm just giving you sensory experiences to keep you distracted, so you won't be so much in your head. No ulterior motives except your pleasure. And maybe a bit my pleasure too. Speaking of pleasures, maybe for a while, your pleasure could be my pleasure, and my pleasure your pleasure. One of those secrets from the heart. Melting together here in bliss, letting ecstasy slowly run over us as we just relax and drift. Just let yourself listen to my breathing and my whimpers as I caress you. And sometimes myself a little. Whenever you're ready, just open up your eyes and give me a kiss, okay? That's my good pet. Let yourself drift off to sleep.